Albert himself, he said, if we want the people to be good, then we must be good. That was one of his big sort of dictums. And he genuinely believed that the best way to reform a society and to make a society better and less morally corrupt was to lead from the top. And I think the royal family, for all their faults or misgivings, will always be the top, as we see them, of the hierarchy. And Albert recognised that, and he wanted very much to set the example right there, so that anyone who wanted to write about him, not that he cared about that, or watch what he did or study his behaviour, would see a hard-working, diligent, morally sound man who loved his wife and his family and wanted only the best. And that is an example that one could still follow today, I suppose.